KJAN Sports.
Time for a check of sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by the TAMS Insurance Agency in Avoca. In high school volleyball play last night, Class 3A regional action saw Kemper Catholic beat Sergeant Bluff Luton 3-1. Shenandoah swept 3 from Sheraton, while Red Oak posted a 3-game sweep over West Central Valley to advance. In Class 4A play, it was Harlan over Carlisle in 3 straight. Lewis Central swept 3 from Creston, and Bishop Heelan Catholic also did away with Carroll in 3 straight. In Class 5A, Abraham Lincoln beat Sioux City North in 3 straight, and Sioux City East also took 3 straight from Thomas Jefferson to move on in volleyball tournament play. Tournament play continues tonight in the smaller classes. In Class 1A action this evening in Atlantic, it'll be Fremont Mills facing Arweva. At Griswold tonight, Stanton will play Griswold. At Coon Rapids this evening, Exira EHK will battle Coon Rapids Bayard. In Class 2A action tonight at Neola, Lawton Bronson will face Tri-Center. At Trainer, it'll be St. Albert versus Trainer. While at Stewart tonight, Southwest Valley will face Woodward Granger. Those matches getting underway at 7 o'clock tonight with the winners advancing in postseason play. On the eve of the state cross-country championships coming up tomorrow in Fort Dodge, the final pre-state meet, Iowa Association of Track Coaches cross-country team and individual rankings were announced yesterday. Here's a look at those rankings. In Class 4A girls, Johnston is the number one rated team. In 3A, it's Decorah top rated on the girls' side with Harlan in at number 15. In girls 2A, Unity is top rated. Red Oak is number 10, while West Central Valley is 11th. In Class 1A girls, Pekin is top ranked with Griswold number 5, Panorama ranked 6th, and Underwood 10th. On the boys' side, Linmar is top-rated in Class 4A. In 3A, it's Mount Vernon Lisbon on top. Harlan is ranked number 13. In Class 2A boys, Monticello is number 1 rated, with Red Oak number 7 and Shenandoah ranked 10th. In Class 1A boys, Nottoway Valley is ranked number 1, with Tri-Center 8th and St. Albert in the number 10 spot. Now, some of the individual rankings from area runners coming into the state meet. In Class 4A boys, Eldon Warner of Thomas Jefferson is rated 26th. 3A boys, Cooper McDermott of Creston is ranked 8th, Jay Wolf of Creston 11th, and Joseph Rogers of Denison is 27th ranked. Class 1A boys, Shane Braheny of Nottoway Valley is ranked 11th, Zach Ambrose of Bowyer Valley is 17th, Sam Bassett of Panorama 25th, while Tim Brink of Riverside is ranked 30th. On the girls' side, in Class 3A, Tiffany Williams of Atlantic is ranked 10th in the state. Maria Mostick of Creston, 21st. Ellie Mendlick of Denison is ranked 23rd in the latest poll. Also in Class 1A girls, Rebecca Topham of Griswold is ranked 2nd. Alexis Cook of Missouri Valley ranked 9th. Carly Larson of Underwood, 21st. Megan Maskey of Woodbine, 26th. Peyton Sporer of IKM Manning is ranked 27th. Devin Kemble of Panorama ranked 28th. And Alex Flippin of Griswold is rated 30th in that final ranking of the season. Well, Florida State, the nation's second-ranked team, rallied from an early 21-point deficit to beat upset-minded Louisville 42-31 last night to win its 24th straight game. Florida State remained in the national championship conversation as they improved to 8-0 on the season. Jameis Winston threw 3 touchdowns to offset a 3-interception start. Dalvin Cook had 2 long scoring runs. All of Winston's TD passes were big. He hit Travis Rudolph for 68 yards, Ermine Lane for 47, and Freddie Stevenson for the 35-yard clincher with 26 seconds. Louisville fell to 6-3 on the season with that loss. Drew Brees overcame a shaky start and threw for 1 touchdown and ran for another, and the New Orleans Saints defeated the Carolina Panthers 28-10 to take over first place in the NFC South. The 4-4 Saints piled up 375 yards to snap a 7-game losing streak on the road that dated back to last November. Brees finished 24 of 34 for 297 yards, and Mark Ingram turned in another solid performance with 100 yards rushing and a couple of touchdowns. In baseball news, the St. Louis Cardinals have exercised their 2015 contract option on pitcher John Lackey, which is at the major league minimum. The right-hander agreed to an $82.5 million 5-year contract with Boston in December of 2009 that included a provision for a conditional team option at the minimum if he missed a season due to a specified injury. Lackey didn't pitch in 2012 after reconstructive elbow surgery. The major league minimum next year will be $500,000 plus a cost of living adjustment to be determined November 20th. That's likely to be $9,000 to $10,000. Lackey, who turned 36 on October 23rd, was 14-10 with a 3.83 ERA last year with the Red Sox and the Cardinals, and he was 1-0 in 2 postseason starts for the National League champions. Lackey was acquired at the trade deadline in July in a deal that sent outfielder Alan Craig and pitcher Joe Kelly to Boston. Cardinals general manager John Mozeliak said the contract option was a key to that deal, and Lackey said he intends to honor that deal. Elsewhere around the league, the Reds exercised Johnny Cueto's $10 million contract option. Cueto also made $10 million last season when he went 20-9 with a 2.25 ERA, the Reds' first 20-game winner since Danny Jackson in 1988. Cueto can become a free agent after next season. The Boston Red Sox have signed All-Star closer Koji Uehara for two more years for $18 million. He was a key part of the 2013 World Series winners, but he struggled at times this season, finishing with a 6-5 record and an ERA of 2.52. The Seattle Mariners have picked up the option for $7 million on Hisashi Iwakuma's contract for next year. He missed the first month of the 2014 season, but went 15-9 with a 3.52 ERA and 28 starts. Dodgers pitcher Dan Heron has exercised his $10 million player option for next season. The righty was 13-11 with a 4.02 ERA for the Dodgers. The Angels exercised their $7 million contract option on closer Houston Street. The veteran righty was acquired from San Diego in July. He picked up 17 saves with a 1.71 ERA for the Angels. The Washington Nationals have exercised their $9 million option for 2015 on center fielder Denard Span, who hit 302 and tied for first in the National League with 184 hits. They declined options on first baseman Adam LaRoche and reliever Rafael Soriano. The Orioles exercised a $4.75 million option on left-hander Wei-Yin Chen and a $4.25 million option on right-hander Darren O'Day. Also, the San Diego Padres have declined right-hander Josh Johnson's $4 million option for 2015. Well, baseball's business season began Thursday when 121 players became free agents, a group that includes Pablo Sandoval, Michael Morse, Jake Peavy, Sergio Romo, and Ryan Vogelsong, all of the World Series champion San Francisco Giants. James Shields, Nori Aoki, and Jason Fraser of the AL champion Kansas City Royals were also among the players who became free. Approximately 28 more players can become eligible depending upon contract options. Top free agent pitchers also include Max Scherzer and John Lester. Among the top hitters are shortstop Hanley Ramirez, outfielder Nelson Cruz, and designated hitter Victor Martinez. An estimated 23.5 million people watched the San Francisco Giants' 3-2 win over the Kansas City Royals in Game 7, enabling the matchup to escape the distinction of the least-watched World Series. According to Nielsen's overnight ratings, the Game 7 viewership was 10 million more people than had tuned into any of the previous six games between the Giants and the Royals. In the NBA last night, Washington beat Orlando 105-98. It was Minnesota topping Detroit 97-91. New York beat Cleveland 95-90. Dallas over Utah 120-102. And the LA Clippers beat Oklahoma City 93-90. In the National Hockey League, Boston in overtime 3-2 over Buffalo. Pittsburgh shut out Los Angeles 3-0. New Jersey in a shootout 2-1 over Winnipeg. Florida beat Arizona 2-1. Chicago had to go to the shootout to beat Ottawa 5-4. Tampa Bay over Philadelphia 4-3. St. Louis shut down Anaheim 2-0. Minnesota in a shootout 4-3 over San Jose. Colorado blanking the New York Islanders 5-0. And Vancouver in overtime posting a 3-2 win over Montreal. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by the TAMS Insurance Agency in Avoca. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.